Welcome to Youth Speaks Out, a show by, for, and about young people. It airs on the first Sunday of each month from 3 to 4 p.m. and is hosted by young people in Mendocino County. We want to create a place where young people can talk truthfully about important issues in our lives and have a dialogue with the community of listeners.
Today's hosts are me, Jordan from Laytonville High School, and
Jesse from Laytonville High School.
Today our topic is Challenge Day 2014. Laytonville Healthy Start hosted Challenge Day for Laytonville High School students this week. Challenge Day is a nonprofit organization that helps young people learn to connect through a day-long event that is similar to an encounter group. The Challenge Day program is approximately 6.5 hours long and takes place during a school day. Challenge Day leaders begin the morning by helping teens step out of their comfort zones through music, dancing, and games.
Taking part in Challenge Day was not mandatory for the high school students. 70 students attended, and there were 35 adult facilitators, consisting of teachers, counselors, and mostly community members. This ratio of one adult for every two students was very impressive to the leaders, and a stunning tribute to the Laytonville community and Laytonville Healthy Start. When the teenagers begin to feel safe in a group, they are willing to be vulnerable with one another and connect as human beings. They are freed from stereotypes and labels that have been placed upon them, such as preppies, hicks, hippies, and rednecks. The leaders spend a portion of the morning talking about the healthy expression of emotions and the negative effects of keeping feelings inside. They also described how society imposes gender roles on the youth, the be a man box and the woman flower. They described how most people are like icebergs, and that they only reveal 10% of themselves to the others, and the other 90% is submerged.
During the afternoon, participants dive into the issue of social oppression and examine the impact oppression has on their lives and the lives of people around them. By the end of the afternoon, participants have an opportunity to take a stand against oppression, make amends for hurts they have caused each other, and state their commitment to creating change on their campus and in their community. Challenge Day is designed to wake people up. Day after day, young people in our schools face negative judgments, teasing, violence, loneliness, and separation. The program starts with the Challenge Day formula for change. Notice. Wake up how people are treating one another. Choose. Choose the school and life of your dreams. Act. Take action to make your dreams a reality. We will begin today's program by listening to a few recordings from the morning's activities.
To what we call a challenge day. Now, before we start anything in this room, I want you to just do me a favor and just check in with how you're feeling in this moment. Just notice whatever it is that's going on for you. Maybe you're really excited to be in this room right now. Maybe you're just excited to be anywhere but class today. Who's excited to be out of class today? Some of the adults are way more excited than you guys, just notice it. Or maybe opposite. Maybe you're sitting here right now, you have no idea what you just walked into, and you're feeling a little bit nervous. Just notice whatever you're feeling in this moment, and know that whatever you feel is perfect. But we're asking you to notice right now, because at the end of the day, we're going to check back in to see if anything has changed for you. And now I want you to look around at all these people in here. Go ahead, make it weird. And as you're looking around, I just want you to notice what you think about the people in this room. Maybe there's people in here who you've never even talked to before. Maybe there's people who you think you know a lot of things about them, but you've never even actually had a conversation. Today, we're going to actually get to know who the people in this room really are, because a lot of times, we walk into rooms, we see people that we don't know, and we make a judgment about them based on how they look. But that's not what challenge is about. Challenge is about actually getting to know who that person is. And all day long, we're going to be challenging you guys. We're going to challenge you to just be real in this room today. Show us who you really are. Show us what you're all about. We're going to have some conversations in here today about why a lot of us will come into a room like this and head over to one section. We'll sit with only our friends. We won't let anyone else sit down. And then we'll look across the circle and maybe we'll start judging people that we don't even know. We're going to talk about why a lot of us separate for different reasons. Because for John and I, it makes absolutely no difference to us. What age you are, what race you are, the size or shape of your body, or how many people follow you on Instagram. None of that matters to us because we truly believe every single person in here is equal and deserves the highest level of respect.
Raise your hand if you heard that we were going to make you cry in here today. Awesome. All right, here's the truth. We don't care if people cry. It's not like we go home at the end of the day and we're like, yeah, everybody cry. What? Like, we don't care. Like, honestly. Imagine, what do you do for a living?
Oh,
I travel around and make kids cry.
How many people in here feel like there are things at your school or your work or even in your life that you want to change? Things that you want to change. All right? And then how many people in here feel like you're actually doing things? You're actively trying to change those things in your life? Cool. All right. I like that enthusiasm. So the reason why I'm asking that question is because John and I, along with about 26 other people, travel all over the world doing this job. So we go into all different kinds of communities. And it doesn't matter where we go. Whenever I ask that question, if people want to change things, almost every hand goes up, but not every single one of us are actively doing that. Not every single one of us sometimes even feel that we have the power to change things in our lives. And that's what we're doing here today. Today, we're here to just remind you guys of that power that you have to create things for yourself in your life. There's a lot of stuff that happens in our life that we have no control over, but there's a lot of stuff that we can actually create for ourselves, positive things that we can do for ourselves so that we can feel our best every day. A lot of times, think about it, we sort of just let life happen to us. Sometimes we're not really noticing the things that we do every single day because we're creatures of habit. We start doing things and start living our lives in cruise control, almost. Like maybe you come to school, you sit at the same place at lunch, or maybe you have a class where you can sit anywhere you want, but you go and you sit at that same desk. We get used to these routines in our lives so much that sometimes we're not noticing the choices that we're making. But once we actually notice, then we can choose. Choose whatever change it is that you can make in your life. Like maybe there's a group of people that you're hanging out with who don't even make you feel that good about yourself. And you've been hanging out with them for so long that you feel like that's how it has to be. But you can actually make that choice to switch things up in your life. And whatever change that is, actually acting on it can be sometimes the hardest part for us, right? Because we like those routines. We love routines.
Imagine if you just woke up one morning, you rolled over, hit your alarm, looked up, and saw 12 people there just ready to hug you. Be creepy, how'd you get into my room, right? But I promise you, you would go down that line of 12 hugs and you would show up at work or school feeling all warm and fuzzy. And I'm not just saying that because John and I like to hug, it's actually been proven that people develop better physically, mentally, and emotionally when they're given that kind of support. So today in this room, we're gonna be encouraging you guys to hug each other. And we understand that there might be people in here who are like, nope, not gonna do that, thank you. Which is fine, that's cool, because there might be some of us who come from a family or a cultural background or a religion where it's not common to hug. So for some people, it can feel really awkward or really uncomfortable. Or there might be people who have an injury that could make it even painful for them to hug. And then there might even be people who have been hurt or abused before. So hugging can actually feel kind of scary for some people. And we really wanna respect every person who's in this room today. So please, before you get super stalkery and aggressive about it and just start going after someone for a hug, please check in with that person. Ask them if that's something they're okay with. Do not be like a creepy Chucky doll running around this room. Ask someone if they're comfortable with receiving a hug. There is also this thing called homophobia, and this is crazy. We see this play out at a lot of schools that we go to where two people of the same gender don't want to hug each other because they think they're going to be called gay, whether they are or not. And unfortunately, with that label, sometimes people are targeted for being bullied or teased or made fun of. And personally, I believe that people should be allowed to be whoever they want to be and hug whoever they want to hug. So if that's man to man, woman to woman, father to son, mother to daughter, hugging doesn't have to mean anything at all about your sexual orientation. It just means that you have the courage to reach out and give someone a hug.
A lot of times,
we're not really sharing with people some real things that might be going on for us. Like, we might have some real things going on, but sometimes we don't feel like we can share that stuff with people. And you guys know what I'm talking about. You might have the worst night of your life at home, and then you come to school, you walk up to your friends, and they say, hey, how's it going? And you say,
great.
Fine. I'm good. I'm great. Everything's perfect, right? A lot of times, we don't think it's an option for us to actually share what's going on, or to actually share some real things. And it didn't always used to be that way, because how many people in this room know a little kid, like a 2-year-old, or a 4-year-old, or a 6-year-old? You know when that kid is happy, right? You also know when that little kid is upset, don't you? Right? The whole world knows when a little kid is upset. We can't actually share with people exactly what's going on for us in that huge way. And the reason why we feel that is because we get messages from people that teach us that. Messages from friends or family, people at school that teach us we have to keep our feelings in. And I want to hear from you guys some of these messages that you've heard of that have taught you that. That you have to keep your feelings in. You can't share what's going on for you. And I'll go first. How many people in this room have ever heard someone say to you, stop crying, I'll give you something to cry about? Right? So what are some of the messages that are like that? That teach us we have to keep our feelings inside. Teach us we have to stay quiet. Suck it up. Thank you for saying that. What else?
Get over it.
Let's do hands. Get over it. Good one. Thank you. What else?
Just shut up.
Wait, one at a time. Back here?
Just shut up.
Thank you for saying that. Absolutely. Right.
Man up.
Thank you.
Keep a stiff upper lip.
Absolutely. Keep a stiff upper lip. Yeah.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Raise your hand.
Get your head out of the clouds.
Get your head out of the clouds. Thank you for saying that. What else? Yeah.
Don't be weak.
Don't be weak. Absolutely. So, guys, we think from an early age, you're put into this very small space that we like to call the be a man box. We're men. You guys get taught messages like be strong, be tough, be stable, know how to fix things, don't ever get scared, don't be a sissy, don't be a wimp, stop crying, stop acting like a girl. We're ladies.
I want a flower.
Ladies, we get taught messages like be sweet, be polite, smile. Be assertive. Don't fart. Thank you. I'm gonna be assertive, but not too assertive, because then we'll get called something else, right? Don't say it. Look a certain way, dress a certain way, have our bodies appear to be some perfect way. Now, how exhausting. Personally, this one is something that I struggled with for a really long time in my life. And I don't know about you guys, but I know a lot of men who don't fit into that box, and a lot of women who don't fit into this flower. We believe that people are a lot like icebergs, that we're only showing 10% of ourselves. So for people, this is our image. It's what you show up with every day. It's the clothes you're wearing, the music you listen to, who you're hanging out with, or whatever you're putting on Facebook or Instagram, because those are the things that you want people to know about you. But there's a whole 90% underneath that we keep to ourselves a lot of times. And typically, it's stuff like our fears or our past. And I want you guys to start shouting things out, things that you think we keep hidden from people. Our future?
Global warming.
Okay. What are some relationships? Thank you.
Mistakes.
Mistakes. Thank you.
Bad habits.
Bad habits.
Embarrassing moments.
Interesting moments. Embarrassing. Thank you.
Weakness.
Insecurities. Thank you. Insecurities. Sex, thank you. Maybe who we love, our sexual preference. Weakness, thank you. What else?
Dependence.
What's that? Dependence, thank you.
Opinions.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Beliefs.
Beliefs. Yeah, maybe our religion. our culture.
Passion.
Our pain.
Thoughts.
So, what are you guys starting to notice about this? It's a full letter, right?
10% is too high percentage.
Nice, yeah. So, today, we're going to challenge you guys to switch it up a little and challenge you to just drop these water lines and be 100% real.
You are listening to Youth Speaks Out. I am Jesse, and...
And I'm Jordan.
Our topic today is Challenge Day, an event that was held this week at Laytonville High School. We will discuss more details of the day's events and the effects we noticed in ourselves and the student body in the days following Challenge Day.
Challenge Day is not intended to be a one-day, fix-all program. It raises awareness and plants the seeds for evolutionary change on the campus. The schools are required to create a Be the Change team and a Be the Change team plan. This is to sustain the cultural and paradigm shifts created through Challenge Day. At mid-morning, the students were divided into groups of four, joined by two facilitators, called the Family Group. In these intimate groups, students were encouraged to talk about their personal life, both positive and negative. Everyone there had agreed to confidentiality, though the facilitators are required to report if anyone is being abused or is a danger to themselves or others. A lot of emotion was released in the room. Most people wept. Not everyone can keep open in this can open up in this situation.
In the afternoon, there was an exercise called crossing the line. Everyone stood on one side of a line across the room. The facilitator would say things like, "Anyone who has been oppressed because of their race, gender, or body type, cross the line." This group would look back at the main group who were sending their love and recognition. The group would return, and the facilitator would tell another group, like those who had been raised with violence in the home, to cross the line. There were dozens of categories of people called to cross the line. This is an incredibly powerful emotional exercise. When students realize that their personal sense of oppression is shared by numerous other students, some of their alienation can lift. Many students found that interaction with the facilitators was inspiring, and vice versa. Near the end of the day, several students apologized to others for bullying and being mean and said they would break their old habits.
So we will begin this program by giving more details about how Challenge Day works, the exercises, the games, the small groups, and crossing the lines. We'll describe and discuss the day and its effects on us and our school. Then we'll open up the phone lines for your questions and input. We are at the Willett Studio, so our phone number will be 456-9991. We'll tell you when to call in about 20 minutes. Let's start by describing what it was like coming into Harwood Hall through a passageway of cheering adult facilitators. Jesse, how did that make you feel?
I think coming into the room full of facilitators definitely surprised me. It was not something I expected, but it definitely hyped up my energy for the day, just seeing them all cheered up and dancing and getting really into it right at the start. How did that make you feel?
It made me feel much more confident in being open with the others, as I knew they were going to be open.
So, how did crossing the line make you feel when the facilitators would talk about this has happened to you, if you have been raised in an abusive home, to cross the line, and seeing how many people cross the line?
Crossing the line showed me that there's a lot of other people that have been through what I've been through, and it gives you a much broader perspective on the people around you and knowing that there really is only 10% of them that you see and 90% that you don't.
Yeah, I definitely saw a lot of things just in crossing the line that I wouldn't expect from a lot of people there, and it really shocked me to see all of that.
What did you think about the small family groups that we were put in, the conversations that we had in there?
Well, I was kind of nervous about the small family groups because I heard that is when we were supposed to start crying, and I actually did start crying, to be honest. And I think the small family groups, even with the six people that we had in our little groups that we were separated into, really just like opened my eyes because I never expected some of the stories that were told. And I think I'm glad that we had that so I could be closer to them and be willing to be more open and closer to everybody else.
Yeah, I couldn't have said that any better myself. The small groups allowed us to connect on a much more personal level.
Definitely. So how did you feel about the man box?
The man box was the Be a Man box and the Be a Woman flower were really eye-opening events that changed, I think, a lot of people's perspectives on our society. We realized how pressured we are to be a certain way and how a lot of people don't fit into that system.
Yeah, especially now since all the times are changing and nobody really fits into anything because we're all just so different that we shouldn't really have to fit it into anything and there shouldn't be a box or a flower that we should have to categorize into to be accepted by others as who we are. Mm-hmm. So what was the dancing like for you when we were paired up and we had to like choose a partner, we had to run around and we had to grab a partner who had a different hairstyle or different shoes and then we had to link arms and go back to back and then dance.
the events like the dancing were encouraging to let people open up as we had to be paired with people that we didn't really know that well or that we've never even talked to before, and being comfortable with someone like that, being able to dance with someone that you don't even know, made it a lot easier to tell people that we do know our problems.
Yeah, my dancing would have been called the seizure if I were to name it anything.
What do you think about their formula for change, the notice, choose, and act policies?
I think that was really good to begin the day with, how they started off with the notice, choose, and act, which is notice, wake up to how people are treating one another, choose the school and life of your dreams, and act, take action to make your dreams a reality. I think everybody just sitting down and hearing that and like taking a moment to really think about it with everybody else was really powerful, and I really liked it.
Yeah, it really makes you think about the other people around you, especially the notice.
Yeah, it does. So what about at the end of the day when we were talking after we were all in our family groups and we cried? And we got back into just everybody talking again, and how after we did the crossing the line, everybody started to wanting to make apologies to everybody else about bullying or what they've done or how they feel, just personal things that everybody was willing to share after all of that at the end of the day.
What did I think about that? I thought it just really showed what a challenge day type of activity can do, being together like that. It shows how much we do actually want to care about each other, but sometimes can't.
Yeah, I think it was really powerful that at the end of the day they were able to step up and say what they feel and what has happened and what they've done, and that people would be willing to get up and share that with everybody after they've been so emotional and crying in their little family group about it. And I think that was really inspiring to me.
Yeah, I agree. Did they make it comfortable for you sharing all this emotional stuff?
Yeah, well, I kind of knew my family group. I didn't know them on like a real well personal basis, and someone like one of the members of our family group was someone I've never seen before, and I think right off the bat when we just started sharing stuff, we were all really open and willing to talk about things, so that definitely made it easy to be able to talk about our personal lives and how we feel about everything, and I'm really glad I got that opportunity.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah, in our small family group, I would have never expected some of the things that I did here. And it just makes me want to try to be closer and more willing to talk to other people about their problems that I had no idea about, actually. Mm-hmm. So what about the leader stories? When Michelle was talking to us about her friend and how he has cancer and just how deep she got into it. And
yeah, seeing the people that were leading the challenge day be emotional and open with us really made us feel more comfortable with being open and emotional with them. Especially with a personal story like that, it really made us all feel more comfortable, I believe.
Yeah, I think without them getting up there and being able to talk about something like that automatically would have made it a lot harder for us to be able to break down our barriers so quickly for our family groups. And I think that their stories that they shared with us was really powerful, and it was able to help all of us be so open and want to be as open as they were.
Mm-hmm. How do you think Challenge Day has changed Laytonville High School?
I've noticed some differences, how people that wouldn't normally or don't usually talk to each other much because they don't have the same classes or they're not in the same grade or they don't hang out with the same people. I think people are a lot more willing to be open and talk to other people about their problems. And even if it's not just about their problems, just more willing to talk to people and be nice and just give compliments. And I think I've noticed that.
Yeah, I've seen people be much more comfortable and much more understanding of other people. There's no resentment that is present in so many schools anymore.
So have you ever done anything like Challenge Day before?
I personally have never done anything that was as powerful as Challenge Day, definitely. And I'm not sure if there is anything that could be more powerful than that.
Yeah, I've never had anything like Challenge Day before, and I've never even been to a Challenge Day before until this year, just last week. And I did not have high expectations from what I heard about it before, because I didn't really get to hear much about it. But as soon as we walked into the doors, actually, when they were all cheering, all the teachers and facilitators and everybody in the community, I think that definitely changed my view on it extremely quickly, and I think that was really cool.
Do you think most schools should be required to do this, or?
I think a lot of schools should be required at least once a year, because after doing it this year, I'm kind of upset that we didn't do it last year, because I feel like no matter what, it's still going to help, and I think everybody really did enjoy it, because it really does open your eyes. So I really do think that schools should be able to do this at least once a year. Mm-hmm. So was it comfortable for you at all?
Yeah, the leaders and the facilitators made it really comfortable with them sharing their problems and knowing that I wouldn't be judged for sharing some of the things that I would have shared.
Did the games in the morning help you, like running from chair to chair, hugging everybody, high fives?
Playing giant beach ball. Yeah, they helped out a lot. It made the day much more fun and therefore much more comfortable.
Yeah, I think everybody really did love all the games, and it was really able to break down the barriers and let people's guards down so they would be more willing and open to other people later in the day.
What did you think about the iceberg analogy, saying that 10% people only reveal 10% of who they truly are?
I think the iceberg thing was extremely true, because we really only talk about what we want other people to see us as and how we want other people, like, we want to be looked at in a certain way, and we don't want to show our problems because we want to be looked at like, oh, you're a good person, you're strong, you're beautiful, you're smart, you know? We just want people to look at us in this ways, and we don't want them to see us break down and see our problems, because it's just a lot of people aren't comfortable with seeing, letting other people see them cry. And I'm not really, so I wasn't really expecting to be, like, to be crying when I was in the family groups and we were doing Crossing the Line. And so I think that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it really made you think about how other people... It made you think about the people around you, how they seem and how they actually are.
Yeah, Crossing the Line definitely made me, like, just open my eyes about seeing all the problems that people have to deal with and that nobody knows, because a lot of the times everybody who has crossed the line, like, about something extremely serious, I would have never guessed that that had happened to them. And even if I crossed with them, I still didn't expect it. And I think that was pretty moving and eye-opening. So, what did you learn about the other students?
What I learned about the other students is that there's a lot to them that you never see, and that they're very similar yet different to myself. I realize there's still a lot to learn.
Just like the 10% and the 90% of the iceberg.
Exactly, yeah. What did you think about the Be a Man box, and or going back to the Be a Man box and the Be a Woman flower, when we were asked to cross the line, if we've ever been told something that would pertain to that, what did you think when the number of people that crossed the line did?
I think the Be a Man box and the Woman flower for when we had to cross the line, I think that was extremely eye-opening, because when we were asked that question, the questions, both men and the women, the whole group of the opposite sex, for the, like, the men, all the men would cross line. There was not one man left on our side of the line where the women were, and the same vice versa. So I think that is extremely eye-opening, because we're all pushed these beliefs from society, and we've all been affected by it, and that just really was eye-opening and proving of it right there.
Yeah, everybody's been affected by that one thing.
Yes. So, is there anything you would like to change about Challenge Day?
I really don't think so. Challenge Day made it perfectly comfortable to be around other people, and that made it perfect for opening up and showing other people your emotions. And yeah, so I wouldn't change anything.
So back to the flower in the man box. Could you describe the expectations of society that it gives on men?
For each one? The Be a Man box would be... an example of that, what would pertain to that, would be to toughen up and, you know, act like a man. Don't cry, things like that. And
don't act like a girl.
Exactly, yeah, don't act like a girl. And the exact opposite for the Be a Woman flower, where to just be, to not be a man.
To be a lady.
Exactly.
To wear dresses, to like pink.
Yeah.
To be sweet.
I think you can explain that
one. And like the facilitator said, be assertive but not too assertive. And TV and social media and just like any media of sorts pretty much plays a role on this, because we see pictures, like for girls, we see pictures of women like half naked on billboards, and they're tiny. They're just like an impossible version of a woman, pretty much. It's photoshopped, obviously. But I think social media does really put a toll on that for girls, like in that view, because there's always ads of women projected as that and what you should be and what you should look like. So I think women do like use a lot, get a lower self-esteem because they see these things, even though they're really... it's just fake, you know?
Yeah.
And I think for men, it's the same, because you always see the guys in movies and they're heroes, they're strong, you know? They always have to follow out these missions, they have to save the girl. And I think it both really pays a toll. And that's, we watch it, we see it, we learn it from a young age, and it really, it's something that we all get affected by from an early start.
Yeah, I agree. Is what is below on the, or back to the iceberg analogy, is what's below it the 90% that we can't see, is it all negative?
It's not all negative, but I feel like it's just, a lot of it can even just be the past, whether they think it's negative or not, or it's their feelings that they're trying to hide, even though we shouldn't have to hide our feelings and what we think and what we feel. And it's just, we're given this belief of what's okay to show about ourselves and what we need to hide and what we need to keep to ourselves. And it's not all negative. We're just shown that this is what we should be. After, like, we start growing up, we're just like, okay, you need to keep that to yourself. And we're just taught to be shut in. So it just starts happening, even though it's really not all negative.
Yeah. Do you think there are a lot of things on the 90% that we don't see that we should, or that we don't show that we should show?
Yeah, I definitely do think that there is plenty of things. There is a lot more things in the 90% actually that we shouldn't be afraid of showing or be ashamed of showing. But we're just, everybody else is hiding it because they don't want to be judged by others, and everybody else has the same view, and so we all lock it away, and we see everybody, and everybody's doing the same thing, so we think that everybody is fine, and we have this 90% in us that we feel like we're the only people, like we're the only one that knows what it feels like. And so I think that could really be trapping to some people, even though this is stuff that everybody has to deal with.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
So, what did you realize about yourself?
What did I realize about myself? I realized that there actually is the iceberg analogy applies to me, that there's only 10% of myself that people see and 90% that they don't.
Yeah, that actually really made me realize that too. And, the bullying thing, a lot of people, like, we had a crossing the line question, and it was, cross the line if you have ever been bullied by someone in this room. And almost everybody did cross the line, and including myself. And I know I've made one or two of those people that cross the line do that, and I don't know if they cross the line for me because of me. But I know that I have definitely bullied a couple of people. Not terribly, but I mean, bullying is still terrible no matter what, how bad it is or not. It's still terrible to do. And that really made me open my eyes and want to be a better person.
Yeah, it made me think about the people that crossed the line, if it was me that made them do that.
Yeah, someone next to me actually did say, and tell me who, like, they made cross the line, and they got emotional about it. And I think afterwards, when we had people apologizing to other people, like the first person who stood up, and she was all strong and ready to apologize, and she apologized to everybody if she was ever mean. And I think that took a lot of courage, considering she was the first person to stand up and speak to everybody, and the first thing that she said was really an apology. So I think that was extremely powerful for her to do and inspirational.
How has Challenge Day changed your personal life?
I think it's just my personal life. It's just made me want to be, like I said, a better person, because after seeing everything and seeing what everybody has been through, just crossing the line, and there's so much that I don't know about people, I think it's just made me want to get to know people more on a personal basis and talk to them, really, and help them with their problems, really, if they want somebody to talk to.
Yeah, I agree.
Because a lot of people said that they didn't feel like there was anybody they could talk to. That was actually one of the crossing line questions, if you've ever felt alone and you had no one to talk to. And a lot of people did cross that line. And even though there is people there that would be willing to talk to them, a lot of people feel like nobody would care and they don't want to bother people with their problems. So I think it's made me want to go out and reach for people.
And try and fix that.
Okay. So we're going to open the phone lines now. The number is 456-9991. Everyone is welcome to call, and we'd especially like to encourage the youth, their parents, anyone involved in Challenge Day, and concerned friends in the listening audience. Please call in if you have questions or insights about Challenge Day. Were you aware that Challenge Days were occurring in our schools? Were you involved? Would you like to be involved in the future?
Does this sound like a good way to break down barriers at a high school? If you're beyond high school, what do you remember that made you sometimes dread going to school? Were you oppressed in school? Were you alienated? Were you bullied? Were there many other students that saw you for years but never once spoke to? Were you trapped in the labels and stereotypes of the time?
Was anything tried at your school to start fresh and make things new? What do you think about community members working as facilitators and offering their support for students in the future? Have you ever been in an encounter group? If so, what did you gain from the experience?
Please call in and be a part of this conversation. The phone number is 456-9991. When you call, please be ready to turn down your radio or we'll get a very confusing echo. The number is 456-9991. Please call and be a part of this discussion. We'd really like to hear from you.
Is there a possibility of being more real?
Of being,
Of showing more of the 90% that you hide, really?
I'm not sure if they're... The only way to really be real is to show all of that, show everything, 100% of it.
That is true. Okay. Caller, you're on the air. With Jess,
I'd just like to say to all the children that participated in this program, boy, don't forget this, because this is a life experience that you must hang on to. To the facilitators, this is an absolutely incredible program that needs to take place everywhere, now. Now, I cannot stress this enough. This is great. I love to hear it. I hope that it continues on. I'm proud of you all. Continue this. And remember one more important thing. Truth and God, no matter what God you believe in, these are verbs, not nouns. Thank you very much.
Thank you, caller. Okay, thank you. I think that he was right that we really do need to keep that with us our whole lives, even if it was just one day. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, I as well would love to congratulate you for this program of challenge. You and all the schools throughout the world should have such a program. It's wonderful. I would love to give you what I think are the four purposes of life.
What is that?
The first one is learning life's lessons.
Can you turn down your radio in the background for us, please?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, that's a lot better. The first one is indeed learning life's lessons, and the earth is the school. The second one is finding one's calling, which is self-knowledge, understanding what one is really here for. The third one is discovering one's life path and living up to it. And that's what it's all about. It's about serving, smiling, surrendering to the now, because the now is where the spirit is found. And your program is beautiful. I do love it very much, so I support it with my soul, my spirit, and my heart.
Oh, thank you. And we could always use more teachers of the life lessons.
Absolutely.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Caller, you're on the air? Oh, nope. Just kidding. Okay, the number is, again, for the station, 456-9991. Three nines and a one at the end. And...
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I want to tell you that you guys are awesome. I think every school in the United States of America should take this up and teach our communities to be very respectful neighbors. Because I'm right now going on my 6th year of being bullied by my neighbor. I've suffered a traumatic brain injury on the job, and I used to drive a cement truck in the Mendocino County area. And people don't know what you really go through. And I want to thank you. I'm enduring this here. It's been very hard for me. I almost died through the accident, but I do want to thank you. I have learned from you guys. So thank you. It's a learning lesson for me. And it needs to go into our society that we need to learn to be neighborly to one another and not really judge them for what they look like. I've been called every name in the book. But thank you again. I really want to say you guys are brave and keep it up. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And if society like really does start with us and what we do to change it, so...
It starts at home with loving parents. It starts at home. And you guys are home for those who don't have home.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you very much for that.
I think she was right that it really does start with home, but it doesn't necessarily have to be with parents, and it really just has to start with loving, really. Just loving one another. It could be with anybody.
Exactly.
So do you think Challenge Day could work along, like work with the general society?
I think Challenge Day would be great for... And not just schools, but society, as you said, in general. It would really make a lot of people open their eyes and realize what we put people through.
Yeah, it definitely would.
Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, I just want to say good show.
Thank you.
And I wish they would have had this when my kids were in school or when I was in school. I'd like to hear a little bit more about exactly what y'all did. I heard a couple of things like the tip of the iceberg, but it sounded, it's just perfect timing for the way life is now. But good show. Good job.
Thanks for that. And
thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Challenge Dave, since you're asking more, is pretty much just... we were given some games to play throughout the morning, and then the afternoon we got serious and talked about ourselves and our lives, and we got in a little group. And Challenge Day wasn't the day that we started off in going and talking about everything, but Challenge Day was really just being able to start and letting go and happening afterwards.
Challenge Day is really just the beginning.
So what did you expect from the small groups and the if you really knew me, you would know?
What did I expect from it?
Yes.
I expected people to just talk about themselves, but they really didn't. They talked through themselves about other people and what they've experienced.
Yeah, I think the family groups, I was kind of unsure about it at first, but... Our facilitator went first about if you really knew me, and her story was just automatically empowering and inspiring, and it really just let us all be willing to be open with one another and just be able to be listening and wanting to hear what the other person had to say And I think her story that she started off with first really did help us all be able to talk to one another and want to really tell each other the truth and want to get personal.
I completely agree.
So what did you think about the, okay, there's only 6 more minutes here on the show, so call 456-9991 if you want your call to be on the air, and we would be very happy to have callers. So, what did you know, did you not like anything about Challenge Day?
Did I not like anything about it? No, I don't think so. I think Challenge Day was something that you need to adapt to at first, but after that, it's one of the better things I've ever experienced at a school.
Yeah, and one of the facilitators did say that really adapting is just like changing and breaking your old habits, which only takes 28 days, so less than a month and you can change.
Yeah, I completely agree. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, I just wanted to say thank you so much, you guys, for this show. Both of you are so confident and so open. It's really inspiring to hear young people talking about Challenge Day. And I just wanted to say every day should be Challenge Day. And I also experienced Challenge Day once when I was in high school, and it really helped. You know, that day was really awesome, but I was still bullied, and I think it would be really helpful if maybe Challenge Day could be done more than once a year, like maybe once in the beginning, once in the middle, once at the end. I don't know. What do you guys think about that? And also another question is, how can I get a hold of Challenge Day facilitators if I want to be a part of that?
You should, if you call Healthy Start in Laytonville, they should be able to direct you to how to get involved with that.
Okay, cool.
Since they set it up with it. And I really do think that Challenge Day should be done definitely more than once a year. And last year we didn't even have it, but we had it this year. But I really do think that we should have it more than once a year because it really was inspirational, and a lot of people weren't there, but everybody that was there definitely did grab something for it.
Yeah.
And I think whatever high school in the area should be taking part of this anywhere.
So. Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, I think Challenge Day multiple times a year, once at the beginning, once in the middle, and once at the end, would really be interesting to see how much changes over the course of a school year.
Yeah, I think that Challenge Day really did get us more open. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi. I wasn't able to hear the earlier part of the show, so you might have covered this, but I'm wondering whether you went away from Challenge Day with any tools that you were supported in using, you know, day after day, week after week. You know, say you have something, you recognize you've got something stirred up about an interaction you've had or something, and just the thought of addressing things in a new way day after day. Are there any practices that you came away with? And I'll take my answer off the phone. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes, we really did pull away some learning tools, some tools that we could use in our everyday life, whether it's just being kind, giving compliments, being more open. I think that all these things that we did learn so we would be able to be more open with people and be able to talk to people that we necessarily wouldn't have talked to before, whether it was age, grade, or even cliques or stereotypes. I think that we definitely did pull some tools from Challenge Day that I think everybody did who went, and I think that was really great.
Yeah, I agree. Challenge Day is more designed to just get people thinking about others in their community.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Another tool we walked away from Challenge Day with was the ability to question what we thought about ourselves. And what did you think about that?
Well, I think after Challenge Day, it really did put even a new perspective of myself that I saw. And I think it just makes you want, after seeing everything, after playing all the games, after talking to everybody, after hearing everybody else talk to you, I think the tool that we came back for ourselves to help better ourselves was just learn how to be a better person and want to be.
Exactly, yeah, to look at ourselves from... And this kind of goes back to the iceberg thing as well.
I have a little question. What have you said to the students that chose not to go to Challenge Day, since maybe a quarter of the school didn't go? What have you said to those students?
Well, I haven't really talked to them about the Challenge Day, but I really feel like a lot of people who didn't go could have benefited from Challenge Day, because it really wasn't anything that we all expected. So it's really a shame that nobody else, well, the people that didn't go, didn't get to grab all these tools from just that one day that they can use every single day and practice with in their life. And I think that's kind of upsetting that they didn't go. And I hope that next year they do, if we haven't.
Exactly.
So that's all for this month's edition of Youth Speaks Out. Your hosts today have been myself, Jesse, and
me, Jordan.
Laytonville Healthy Starts Coalition's Drug-Free Communities Project is proud to support this month's Youth Speaks Out. Our Environmental Prevention Strategies in the Community, also known as EPIC, is a project funded by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Through our organization and coalition, we are working towards reducing youth substance abuse through a variety of strategies in the Laytonville community. If you are interested in learning more about our efforts, please contact Laytonville Healthy Start at 707-984-8089 or email Jama at jamashields@pacific.net. Youth Speaks Out is produced and directed by Dan Roberts, who may be reached by mail at P.O. Box 1162, Willits, California, 95490, or through the website www.youthspeaksout.net. There you can find out more information about the project, get addresses for contacting us, get a copy of the show, and listen to many hours of previous programs and streaming audio.
The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KZYX. They are the views of those who express them. Youth Speaks Out is normally aired on the first Sunday of each month. Our next show will be in 4 weeks. That is May 4th at 3 p.m. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in May.